The Rancor's Brothel presents The Curse of Strahd.
Okay, so we're back. We're playing D&D. When last we left off, you listeners got a little extra of what's going on. So far, nothing really has been discussed about anything. So as far as most of the table are concerned, it was revealed that Corvus has been less than completely honest about what was read in Strahd's journal.
He's an asshole like that.
Yeah, that Corvus guy is a real dick. So we are picking up from that point. So at this point, you may be wondering where exactly we are at. Before the podcast, we sort of had a quick discussion, and the three at the moment are still intending to go to Yesterhill, as they said prior to finding out that Corvus has been lying to them. The stuff that you guys learned about. Oh, right. Lucas, you made a roll, didn't you?
I made a pretty decent roll, actually.
You made a really good roll. You made a roll at disadvantage on perception, and
I had an unnatural 20 with disadvantage.
Okay.
So should I leave the room?
No.
Okay.
So,
this may be bad. I don't know. I may not have wanted to hear this.
Lestat, you wake up.
No.
Something happened, and you're not quite sure. Something's changed. You feel that something has changed in the room. And you notice that Pither is kind of tossing in his sleep.
Uh-huh.
Having a dream, perhaps, but you're not quite sure. But you rolled a 20 perception on disadvantage, right?
I did.
You look over and you can tell that his eyes are wide open. He's not looking at you.
Okay.
But maybe he just woke up from a nightmare? You're not quite sure, but we will leave it there. It is the dead of night. It is 4 o'clock in the morning. Would you like to make any sort of instantaneous reaction to seeing...
I would like to go check on him, make sure he's okay. I have gone through a lot of nightmares. They're not always pleasant.
Pither, you see, or you, in the midst of everything else, feel a stat sort of walk over to your pack and kneel down beside you, I guess.
I mean, I kind of shake him a little, make sure he's okay.
Go to bed. Go back to bed.
You feel him start to tug at your breeches.
You seem like you're in distress. Yeah, you doing all right?
I'm fine. Yeah. We talk in the morning.
Chicka-chicka.
Well, nobody else is awake right now. If you want to talk, we can talk now.
We can talk in the morning.
All right. We'll talk in the morning. Guess I'll go back to bed. Do I see anybody else awake?
No. Roll perception. You are awake, so you get your roll perception.
Nope, I didn't see shit.
Okay.
That's a natural one.
No, you don't notice anything. I'm assuming you go back to sleep then?
Yeah. Sure. I have nothing else to do.
Pither, would you like to do anything?
I'm going to go back to bed.
Okay. You're going back to bed. You're going back to bed.
I am.
The monk himself in his sleep.
As you do.
It's a common thing for half-orcs. That's why they wear Depends.
You take that back, sucker.
Corvus, you're having just a lovely evening.
Yeah.
No worries, completely oblivious. And so morning dawns, such as gray mornings in Barovia can be. Smell of steak and eggs,
and monk
perhaps
farts.
A bit of bacon.
Mixed with monk farts.
Mixed with monk farts, sure. I mean, if you're into that. So you guys wake up, and the Martikoffs have prepared... Wolf steak, eggs, things are being prepared. You all notice that the old man Martikoff is not there for breakfast.
Where'd Mr. Martikoff fly off to?
Saying that is a clever turn of phrase, not trying to literally ask that.
Makes sense.
I don't think anyone needs to makes a roll on that. You kind of notice... The entire family sort of tense up as the monk says that.
Haven't seen hide nor feather.
Did you really say that?
No.
Okay.
Are we?
Well, you need a character voice.
We're going to the mound today, yeah. Is that where we're headed?
Planning on it.
Yes, that's what we discussed last night.
Refresh my memory. What can we expect in this area, other than more druids?
Druids.
Just druids.
Is this heavily populated with wolves?
Possibly blight.
Okay.
Blights, yeah. Those are fun.
Could you refresh me? It's been 2 weeks. What's a blight again?
The little plant creatures that shout the shit out of Lestat.
Excellent. Nature roll?
Of course. I just put up my arm and it's just riddled with holes.
19.
You haven't been south lately, but druids and other things have always sort of populated Yester Hill. It's sort of a wild, what do I say here, sort of Stonehenge-y, you know, place. You've never gone there because they typically are unfriendly. But yeah, wolves, not so much, but lots of sort of plant life and so on and so forth. You'd heard rumors over the last few years that the druids had become a little more serious and organized, but this attack on the Wizards of the Wines was kind of a surprise to everybody.
Is it how long the travel is it? Do we need to pack rations? What's going on here? Excuse me.
It's about 2 miles south. It is rough terrain, so it will take you a couple of hours. But you could easily leave. You could easily leave and get back by dinner, assuming that whatever you did wasn't, you know, mucking about.
And don't die from blights.
These eggs are wonderful. What did you put in them? Is that cumin?
Yes.
Who'd have thought?
Cumin and, hot sauce.
Would we be eating eggs? Seriously?
Whatever.
They're chicken eggs.
Breakfasty foods.
Not crow eggs, right?
Oh.
So, what would the party like to do?
Well, if we don't have anything else to do here, we might as well get a move on.
Yeah, Corvus else? Is getting ready to go.
Yeah, if there are any more loose ends we need to tie up before we roll, or...
Does the family have any magical items that would help us on our way?
I talked to Cody about this the other day. But, you know, the staff that we found, that you broke? Mm-hmm. The Gultheus staff?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I realized that Gultheus is the vampire lord in a third edition module that I ran years ago.
Oh, wow.
And this is the remnants of him. It was awesome.
Shared universe.
So, yeah.
It's like a Marvel cameo.
Yeah.
What do you want to do? I'm looking at you, Troy. You're the one who's looking scheming and conniving, so...
Because you're looking at me. Stop looking at me, Swan. All
right. We got nothing else to do. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, Corvus is ready to go.
Okay. I start heading for the door.
Packs on. You begin heading south. It is a chilly, cold day. Chilly, cold, and damp, but at least it's not raining. And what little sunlight you've seen so far seems to shine down upon you, question mark. It's not completely horrid. How quickly are we moving in that direction? Are we moving
at a safe pace?
Speed? Are we moving...
Rough terrain?
I mean, yeah, like what would equate as regular walking?
No.
Right?
Considering what happened when, or what we found when we got here, Corvus would be watching like a hawk.
So whatever would equate over rough terrain as being safe but hasty.
So at a medium pace, I would say it would take you, even though it's like a mile and a half, 2 miles, which it says you could cover at a slow pace, I'm going to say it's going to take you, at a medium pace, say it's going to take you 2 hours, roughly.
Okay, medium.
All right, let's do it.
So you guys head off into the woods. Nature rolls.
15.
Nice.
19.
8.
Good job.
Thanks. This is a tree. I'm preoccupied.
16.
16.
19.
19. 15. For Corvus and Lestat, the brush is getting... So you're going up. You know, it's a hill. So you're definitely coming up out of the valley as you march south, right? And the forest gets thicker as you go. And you notice it's becoming a little hazier, a little darker. And the forest starts to turn less pleasant. Like, you can't define what it is, but it's a little bit like Wizard of Oz, right? Follow the Yellow Brick Road. At first, everything's real nice. Then you start getting to those assholes throw apples at you. Like, the woods just start getting a little dark and ominous and unpleasant.
Dead dwarves. More gnarled and...
Yes, more gnarled. And especially as a druid, you're getting the sense that there might be you're approaching a presence, if that makes sense. You're getting the sense that there is some presence probably causing this. It's unnatural. And as you're getting closer, it's getting unnaturally cloudy. It's getting, you know, we're not quite clouds swirling the top of Mount Doom, but we're getting that sense. Even though just 45 minutes an hour ago, it was actually a really nice day. And as...
So spring weather in Indiana is what you're saying?
Yes. Okay. And actually, as you come upon it, you come across a huge clearing. The trail through the thick woods leads to a hill covered with dead grass and cairns of black rock. Dark, ominous clouds gather high above, and a single bolt of lightning strikes the hilltop. West of the hill, the land, the woods, and the sky vanish behind a towering wall of fog. I don't want to give away too much, but I am going to sort of show you the map, roughly. Because the thing about it is that this is huge. This is... So this is a full-page map, 8.5 by 11, right? Mm-hmm. Each square is 50 feet.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Wow.
Pretty fucking big.
So this mount, this little circle at the middle that you're seeing on the top of the hill, 200 feet in diameter. So like I'm saying, this is a...
It, so it's like a winding path, like spiraling up the mount. Is that what I'm looking at? Is that what it looks like?
Or? No, those are sort of the...
Tiers? More like tiers?
Yeah, the mount is sort of tiered going up, and it's been cut, almost like you would do irrigation or something.
Gotcha.
And you notice that there are... You can't see from this angle. You assume it's two concentric circles, but there are cairns of black rock at, like... You go up the hill a little ways, and it's kind of cut into a flat spot all the way around, and there are cairns of black rock that are, like, 10 feet high. Then you go up about another 60 feet, and there are another circle of cairns, and then you go up, like, another 20, 30 feet.
Pet cemetery? Pet cemetery? Description?
That's probably fair.
Okay. Terrifying. It's awesome.
Is there anything that you'd like to do? I don't want to start...
First of all, on the way there, can we have... would we engage in discussion about the raven thing? We got 2 hours to kill.
Raven thing.
Yeah, the other thing where, like, saw your dad turn into a raven?
I would ask the...
Is that what we would do?
That's a discussion we should have had probably before we left if we were going to bring it up at this point.
Well, I would bring it up a farther away from raven backup if things went south. You know what I'm saying?
I would ask you how you're doing. Just in general, hey, you didn't look like you slept well. All right.
Stop meddling.
No, I would generally have this conversation.
No, I'm fine.
So, while walking towards the hill, I would try to get Corvus off by himself a little while he's ranging ahead.
Okay.
And, like, I'm going to say, so is there anything you want to tell us, share with your companions on the road?
About what?
Oh, I don't know. Is anybody on our team hiding any other fantastical abilities?
No. I mean, what do you want me to say? You've seen me turn into stuff. Yeah. You've seen me cast spells. What do you want to know?
I was asleep when this happened.
I was unaware that your father was a druid.
Why do you think he's so good with the vines?
Because he's a gardener.
Yeah, what do you think makes for really, really good gardeners?
I've just never met a druid that turns into a... Now, I just want to get this right. I didn't see him turn into a little tiny raven. I saw him turn into a big raven man. Yes?
No, you saw him turn into a raven.
A little raven?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you would have seen him
turn into... Like you've seen me turn into.
You would have seen... I mean, it was... The ravens in Ravenloft are, I mean, big birds, but not... You didn't see him turn into a human-sized raven.
Oh, then I would not have this conversation at all. I'm sorry. I thought I saw something a little stranger.
So no,
it's... I would just be like, hey, so your dad's a druid, huh?
Yeah, that's why he's so good with the vines.
Okay. Well, that seems reasonable.
Big gulps, huh? See you later.
Yeah, well, see you later.
I believe my friend asked earlier this morning, we didn't really get an answer. Where did he fly off to? Look,
And Corvus will stop and look around at you and...
Yeah, nobody did answer me. I thought that was kind of rude, but, you know, we were eating, so that was all right.
We know the two of you talked last night.
And then flappity flaps.
Yeah. Spying on us.
Well, that's... trust is a two-way street. Like, my father can turn into a raven and fly off in the middle of the night. Might equate to somebody trying to make sure everything's on the up and up, you know.
Or that you're hiding information about the book that we found.
I wasn't necessarily hiding it. I hadn't told you.
You weren't quite forthcoming, I believe.
Point of order, where is Irina in all this?
She's with us, right?
No. Okay.
No, we didn't bring her with us. We meant to leave her there.
We had that discussion.
I put it forth that it would be probably a pretty good idea for her to stay with the family.
Yeah.
Okay. No, she's with the family.
All right. That's what I needed to know. Thanks.
Also, she gets XP when she fights.
Oh, that's right. That was the reason we're like, oh, her.
Okay. I'm just curious. Do you remember the information that I shared from the book with my dad that I hadn't told you guys?
2 weeks ago I did, but now I'm a little foggy.
Okay.
Anybody?
Bueller.
There was bits about,
I mean, he talks about Irina being, like, bait.
It's the Tatiana thing, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that she looks like...
Also, something I would have discussed with my dad that I didn't think of at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, no, because I don't think Corvus knows about the spell book you've got.
No.
So, never mind.
So, yes, Matt, it is Corvus's belief that that Irina is actually the reincarnation of Tatiana, which is supposedly Strahd's long-lost lover, and that perhaps she gets reincarnated.
They apparently are living in a loop.
Corvus is afraid that
okay, I remember the loop thing now. Okay,
Is afraid that they have lived before and will live again in some sort of bizarre purgatory.
Right.
And that getting to Strahd would be easiest by using Irina as bait.
Right.
We want to do that because that's like kissing Andy McDowell and the Groundhog Day ends. Right?
Huh?
They're in a loop.
Oh.
But I say something about the loop and that Irina is supposed to be bait. Because this is what he told me when he said stuff.
Yes. And knowing that my rogue friend has a better memory than my human handler in the other world.
Corvus stares at you blankly, apparently.
Yeah, pretty much.
Good talk. This is going very well, guys. I think we should just go up the mound and deal with some druids.
What do you want me to say?
I want you to be honest with us.
That's a good start.
Okay. What do you want to know?
No, we want you to make plans with us, not plans around us. We are compatriots and we have each other's backs out here, and if I can't trust you...
Well, you see, I was brought in by my brother, and he told me about the great hope that had been delivered to him. And he said that you guys were with him.
Yeah.
And since I've joined up with you... I've seen one of you storm off into the woods in a rage and not strike the greatest confidence. I've seen one almost blow up the entire party through ignorance and one be a coward.
I see why
would I trust you?
Our character foibles have nothing to do with our hearts.
Okay, if I'm going to put
dutifulness to the cause,
my life and my family's lives in your hands.
I've lost two friends on this path already. Don't talk to me about things being on the line.
I just lost the one. I only knew him a little bit, but he seemed like a really, really good guy. Wouldn't mind giving him a bid.
I mean, I've made some stupid decisions. I'm just saying that I've made some stupid decisions.
Sky's blue. Hey, well, so, outside here.
Full stop.
We can part ways now if that's what you're wanting. If you want to get this totem on your own, we were here to help. We've been here whole time.
If I'd wanted that, I would have been gone. But we're building trust.
Are we?
Trying to.
Then maybe instead of staring at us, you talk to us a little bit.
I think maybe we should try some trust falls or give each other hand jobs. I don't really know.
Monk is really lonely.
Very lonely, Monk.
We're very secular people.
You're not a eunuch? Tell us, if we're going to trust each other, tell us more about this plan. We, from what he heard you, we got a little bit of info about Irina possibly being the, I don't know, second coming of Strahd's lover, yada, yada, yada.
That's what she said.
Okay, yeah.
How do you intend on using her as bait? Apparently there's a special time frame for this.
No, there isn't really a plan yet. I had the idea, which is why I was very intent on bringing Irina here.
Right. Now, did your father go to talk to your brother?
Yeah.
At the end?
Yeah, back in Valaki.
Right.
Okay, random question. All the ravens in the roof at the inn, are those your family too?
Let's just say that your friend's lucky I didn't peck his eyes out.
Oh, f*** me running. That's cool.
I thought I recognized that beak.
I love that so much. Okay, sorry.
You get an award.
The DM would like to interject and ask if you've seen a full moon yet, Lucas.
Have I?
Carry on.
I don't know if I've seen a full moon. We don't really...
Yeah, we can't really see the moon.
Go outside. It's been what, like... It's really cloudy, so...
4 or 5 days since then?
Yeah.
Right.
Cool.
This is our Wereven. Apparently you can turn into some cool stuff. I was kind of asleep on the job last night. Sorry about that.
Look, are your family descended from Ravenkind? That's the question I'm burning here. Or are you Ravenkind? What? How come none of you turn into a house cat?
Okay, I'm lost on the whole Ravenkind term.
It's something that they made up in AD&D for Ravenloft. I don't know that it doesn't pertain to anything in particular. Roll me history.
Something like 10, maybe?
I mean,
12.
You would be able to gloss over, perhaps not as good as your brother would be able to, but you remember the whole thing, which I think Davin told them about, Lugdana and the holy symbol of Ravenkind and everything?
Yes.
So you would know that it's... Ravenkind is not necessarily a people, per se, but it's the idea that the ravens are tied to the land, and the land is tied to the ravens, and a giant raven gave Lugdana the holy symbol of Ravenkind, and it's... It's just the idea that...
So, Ravenkind isn't an actual peoples.
No.
It's not a race.
No.
Okay, that's how I was interpreting it, and that's just player...
It's like calling it the holy... Yeah, it's like the holy symbol of Shambhala. I mean, it's whatever. It's... Ravenkind is just the idea that the people and the land and the spirituality from Mother Night and, you know, what's the god's name? The...
Morning Lord.
The Morning Lord. There's this whole duality in nature and ravens that are all tied together... That were here long before Strahd's influence.
Okay, so let me rephrase a question.
So then, it's not that your family is a member of the Resistance. You're the Raven kind that Strahd fears. Is that correct?
No.
Oh, well, we should find those guys. Maybe they'll be truthful. No, I'm sorry.
No, I mean, there isn't really a Raven kind that Strahd fears.
That was the phrasing that DM used. A couple of weeks ago.
The Were-Ravens are actively against Strahd, but they're not out in the open.
No. It is a subtle resistance movement that thus far has proved ineffectual, probably due to the fact that it's like 10 adults and 8 children.
Are there other Were-animals in this world?
You saw some at the tower.
Yeah. Remember, we saw a bunch of werewolves on the ground.
Yes, but besides those... if I get bit by a... Flying squirrel, can I turn into one? That would just be really sweet.
I doubt it.
Were ravens and werewolves are your two main, but I mean, never know.
In theory, they exist.
In AD&D, I played a werebear once. I just thought it was cool.
They're in the woods, so.
In 3.5, I played a were-shark. Yeah,
Can you explain this were-raven thing? Like, you can do it anytime?
Seems accurate.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't. Like, you can only do it 3 times a day until a long rest or something odd like that?
No.
Okay. Well, that's nice to know.
You remember how you kept asking me, how do you keep changing shape and not mark off any more wild shapes?
Yes. I remember that.
Makes more sense.
That'd be why.
Yeah.
So you can turn into you can turn into a raven anytime you want, but you have like several slots a day to turn into like a f***ing alligator.
Yes.
That's cool.
So, that's yeah.
Really cool. I went druid just to screw with you guys.
That's really f***ing cool.
In the episode where we talk about this, he and I have a long conversation, and I said, you know you turn into a raven a lot. I'm like, nah, nobody will have read the book close enough to realize, but that'd be really f***ing funny if somebody did. Any other questions that we want to decide? Is anyone going to go for Corvus's throat? Are we going to have interpersonal combat at this moment?
No, we're trying to make nice with neighbors.
Oh. Color me f***ing surprised.
So do you guys, like, carry souls to the other world, or... Just kidding.
You know, that's a very interesting question after reading that book.
Neat.
What are we doing?
In the spirit of honesty...
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
I talked to Davin last night.
Oh, sorry. The scientific name of a crow is Corvus.
Yes.
You know? I didn't know that. That's adorable.
Oh, continue. He's our special friend, Matt.
Shut up.
You did what? You did what now?
Yeah, that's what you saw me tossing and turning about.
Did I interrupt the conversation?
No.
Did I step on him? I didn't. I mean, he's short, but...
No, he wasn't there.
Is he alive?
Possible. I mean, I don't know. I don't honestly don't know if it was even him. I mean, it seems odd to you, me that he could speak to me from such a distance.
Well, so, there are spells, but...
Right. And I kind of told him we were going to be here. So wait, that might count for all this fun fog.
Here at the mound?
Yeah.
Did he say anything about Bozak? Does he know anything about her?
No.
Oh.
No, he didn't say anything, right?
He didn't mention anything else. You just told him we were going to be here. There was no conversation. What'd you talk about?
Stuff.
You can't start conversation with, by the way, I met our possibly dead friend, and then not give me any information.
And say me, and calm down.
Okay. I totally missed the first 3 minutes because I was reading about crows. What?
He spoke to Davin. Keep going.
Like Davin just showed up, or was it a dream, or...
It was a hologram. It was Star Wars.
In a... There's... I guess in a dream. Yeah.
No.
No? Oh, that's right. No, I was awake.
You woke up.
Yeah, that's right.
And he just walked out of the woods?
No. It was like a telepathic conversation.
You didn't physically see him.
No.
Now you're making more sense.
Yeah. He was looking for us.
Did you tell him we were looking for him?
Roll me a history roll.
I mean, that was, I guess, implicit in the conversation.
So that's why you stayed? You got to play Davin? That's...
14?
You colluding motherfuckers.
There's something about those. I'm not going to show you the conversation. I have it, but...
Yeah.
This is not a good enough role. Was there something about Mosaic? Might have been.
Tell me about Mosaic. I miss her.
I don't remember.
You never met her.
No. Hi.
I miss you personally.
Matthew misses her. She was my friend. I was really excited to play her. Recklessly.
He might have said something about finding her. I don't quite remember. It's a bit foggy.
But unchained.
Probably right around the time I shook you. My apologies.
So this is your friend? This is your dwarf friend?
Yes.
Okay, the one...
The paladin. The one who gave him...
The one that Irwin was cleric, so interested in.
Cleric, the one that gave him the star of...
David?
Holy symbol Crotum. Of Ravenkind.
And you told him we were coming to Yesterhill.
Yes.
Derhill.
Why did you tell him that again? Did he just ask? And you were like, okay, this seems like a completely logical thing to do to my head voices.
At the time, I might not have been thinking so clearly.
Okay, just checking.
How are you thinking now?
Well, now that I see this, is all this weather stuff happening? That's not something that druids can do, right?
I don't know.
No, druids. Druids don't f*** the weather at all.
Yeah. I've got a spell that does that.
So we can expect this to be you-ish. You like.
Well,
like you.
I'm more concerned about the really dense fog that just seems to...
Is this the fog that we saw before? Or...
It's generally foggy. Yesterhill is...
Well, you said a wall of fog.
Yeah, no, there's a border. Like...
This is the same border that we've been near.
The one we ignored.
More or less, yes. Okay, you've traveled south and west, so you've gotten closer to what you're assuming is the western side of the map.
Okay. Oh, so we're at the end.
Yeah. These are the mists.
Yes. We're
gonna desynchronize if we go further into the fog.
You get that warning that says out of area, please turn around, respawn in 5, 4. Yes, you get that.
Yep.
That's when the loop restarts.
No, it is also generally foggy. And as you're having this heart-to-heart conversation, you notice that lightning is, like, continually striking the ground. Or, not the ground, up there it's hitting those rocks that are forming, like I said, at the top there's this giant ring 250 feet in diameter, and it just...
You got anything to calm this storm?
No. Not unless I know exactly what's causing it.
Well, magic, more than likely. I didn't know if you had something combative to kill weather. You got things to cause weather.
No, I can call down lightning like that.
Someone is.
Why don't you fly up there and give us some recon?
Let me ask you. Was the point of telling Davin we were going to be here to expect to meet him here?
Initially, yeah.
In physical form or in your head? Mm. Like, is he going
to
be here?
It's actually a really legit question. What did he say to you?
I honestly don't remember.
So great. We've got Were-Raven. We've got a guy that tells people in his head our secret plans. Do you have any? Are you gay or something?
No, I'm good.
All right.
He's Spider-Man.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Totally gay.
I just would like to know. Because we've, like, we're just you've seen me change out. My clothes.
We're just laying out secrets today.
It would be weird, maybe, for me.
Perception roll, Troy.
Net 20.
I'm
sorry.
Gotten that
Net 20!
2-year-old joke.
Yeah.
You hear you hear a deep whisper carried across the wind. It's and by you,
Hank
this Aaron's is not...
Two sparrows in a hurricane.
This is not... Actually, you feel tickle the back of your brain a little bit there. You hear, long have I waited, the voice says, for one who is worthy. My spear hungers for blood. Retrieve it and rule these mountains in my stead, just like the warriors from the early days of the Whispering Wall. And you get this sudden urge. See, Troy bitches about everybody else being f***ed with, but when it's him, he just goes dumbfounded like everyone else does. You hear these words, and it's just a big, deep, bass, powerful voice. And you get this urge to run up the hill and, like, go to your right. They're, like, that way. There, that's... You smell it. You smell the blood. Go there. Go there. You need to go there now. It is important. You've got to go there.
Do I recognize the voice at all?
No.
Never heard this voice before?
No.
Cool.
It reminds you a little bit, as you think about it, of in your tribe, when you were significantly younger, obviously, they would take the men out and train them to be warriors. There was the guy that trained you guys, the badass warrior, because they always pick the strongest, biggest warrior to train the next generation. It reminds you of that voice, that condescending, you will do what I say, or you will die sort of power and authority.
Okay. He said a place, someplace? There's a wall?
He spoke of the Whispering Wall.
And a spear.
And you can smell blood.
I can smell blood. Cool.
It's just right over there, right around the hill. You don't have to go up, just go around.
I'm going to start walking that way. I'm going to just like turn to him. Have you heard of anything called a Whispering Wall?
Have I heard of anything called the Whispering Wall?
History roll.
12.
No.
No, I have not.
You see Pither in the middle of this discussion of questioning his sanity and his honesty and your sexuality. You sort of walk up.
When did this become a thing?
They started it. You walk up about 100 feet to the first path, and you just begin walking in a counterclockwise motion. And you just keep walking. To the three of you, it seems that Pither is wandering aimlessly. I mean, he's just wandering around the path.
I'll just start following him.
I bet he's following some voice in his head again.
I'll just... Thumbs up.
Dirt trails run along two concentric rings of cairns that encircle the hillside. Each cairn is a 10-foot-high mound of slimy black rock. You travel about 1,000 feet, Troy, and suddenly, Pither, you're like... You stop in front of a cairn that looks like all the others, and you smell blood. You smell the blood of a fresh kill. It's here. That kill is directly under this cairn, and you have to have it. It is your kill.
Okay, are we keeping up with him?
Yeah, I'm following him.
It's up to you guys.
Okay, I see him.
If he's going to wander off, I'm going to have to go with him. I mean, I don't want to get split up on this huge-ass mound.
Can I tell anything about these cairns from druid stuff?
Give me a nature.
I love druid stuff.
17.
They appear to just be igneous rock. I mean, they're nothing special.
Okay.
Sort of typical for the area.
No symbols or anything on them?
Nope.
Okay.
They all appear to be stacked in a very similar way, but nothing outside of what you would guess would be a burial mound. It's possible. It's clear that this is probably a source of druidic power. It may be the source of a druid circle, but it's not anything that you can place as far as an exact druid thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like a druid battery?
Could be. Oh, man. Like, you're salivating at this point. Like, oh.
Yeah. I'll,
doing all right,
I'll,
man?
Research, whatever. Look at it.
Lassie?
It's there. Like, everything in your body tells you start digging.
Okay. Let's start digging.
You guys start seeing him pull the cairn apart.
What the hell is going on? What are you doing?
This seems a little sacrilegious. Is this a burial thing, Corvus?
Yes. Yes, it would be. I'm not sure who would be buried here, but...
I don't think you should disturb the resting place of the dead in the land of vampires, Pither.
I mean, I know you got voices in your head, but maybe you don't always have to listen to what they say.
Are any of you stopping?
Nope.
Hither, I just tap him on the shoulder.
I'm going to keep going.
I will cast Magic Stone.
What does that do?
Gives me 6 magical stones that I can whip out of a sling.
Oh, okay. I'll pull my sword out, just in case. I mean, I'll keep an eye out, make sure nobody's watching us.
You keep going?
Mm-hmm.
It takes a little bit of exertion. These are fairly large stones, but you knock the top piece off. You roll this one back, and with each motion, you're just getting the smell of blood, the smell of a kill, the smell of victory. And you're... Yes, sir?
Do we smell anything?
Nope. It just looks like a guy pulling apart mossy rocks.
Okay. On his head.
We don't see anything underneath the layers of rocks. He's...
Not yet. He's knocked the top one off. He's pulled this one back. He's rolled this one away. He's pushed this one out of the way. I mean, the cairns are made of, I don't know, 10 or 12 stones. Yeah, like heavy black obsidian rock.
So have you said anything to us about why you're doing this? Or are you just doing it?
He's just doing it.
I don't know why I'm doing this. No.
It's because this is it. Your heart is racing. This is the most excited Pither has been in months. This is the smell of a fresh kill, the smell of victory. You know, this is like Conan the Barbarian, you know, what is best in life type shit here. So you're peeling away, you're peeling it back, and as you guys see, there's finally like the forms the base. There's sort of one smooth stone that sort of feels like the would be the end cap. Beneath this is clearly going to be the muck, right? And so Pither bends down and lifts, and he rolls it away. And you can sort of see through the muck. You can't see, sort of like the form of a body. And you get the impulse to dig in the mud with your hands.
Let's go.
Okay. Ew, it's all rotty and gross.
And you pull, and you pull, and you pull, and as you start to pull away, you see the shape. You see a skeleton begin to form, an ancient skeleton. I mean, the bones are almost snapping in Pither's hands as he claws at the mud, whatever he's searching for. I mean, like a dog just digging in, you know, for a bone. And whoever was buried there was massive, you can tell. Huge structure. Clothes have long since rotted off. But you notice that the individual has got the massive barbarian brute-like person buried here has got both hands, arms clutched in tightly. And as you peel through the muck as the rain comes falling down, you see that there is a blood-soaked spear held in his arms. And that's it.
What the hell?
Yeah, I'm going to try to tear it away.
Okay. I don't think you should do that.
I'm going to ready an action. Then if that skeleton comes to life, I'm whacking it with my sword.
Perception checks from the other three.
I didn't see shit.
19. 23.
Congratulations to Corvus and Lestat. Make me one of those fancy wisdom saving throws.
Didn't see that coming.
23.
Oh my god.
Roll me a d6.
God.
I haven't got to pull this book out.
I'm going
to
take the D6. Behind door number one, you crap your pants. Good job. I rolled another one on the D6.
You must now fight with a full load.
That's probably actually pretty good.
So for anybody at home, I rolled a natural one on my wisdom saving throw.
You drop your swords in surprise.
Okay.
The two of you seem to, and this makes sense because of course it does. This is why you came. This is what the voice said. You see that the bones wrapped around this spear? It's kind of open. And let him take the spear. And of course it does. This is the f***ing blood spear, and it belongs to you. And it feels great. F*** does it feel good to hold this spear. This is f***ing awesome.
I like raise it over my head. Like, yeah!
Flash of lightning.
Did you just make sand people noises? Yes. That's awesome.
Can I pick my sword up now?
Yeah, no. But you're just so shocked just by seeing it. Yeah.
Not all too right. bad for natural one, I guess.
How does it feel?
Feels great.
Like good great or bad great?
The
like heroin powerful. Great or yeah. like I have a really full tummy and it's been a great day there. Great.
Like I've got a +1 constitution great.
Like this is a like do I need to roll a will saving throw against magical items great?
This is a magical item. Maybe +1 spear kind of great. Kind of one
plus
thing,
19
one thing like I can't this, like this I can't put session. This spear down great
does anybody around. Have some sort of arcane knowledge?
I do. A 6 isn't gonna give me much.
11.
I rolled a 20.
There you go.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Guy holding the thing makes sense.
As you're holding this and you're inspecting it, right? So this is a spear. It's got some sort of obsidian blade on it. It is coated in blood. Except you realize that the blood, it doesn't make sense. This was buried, you know, hundreds of years ago. How does it still have blood on it? And then you kind of mess with it and you realize that the blood is soaked into the spear, almost as if the spear craves blood. You realize, what'd you roll again?
20.
Natural 20 or just a...
Yeah.
You realize that this is such a beautiful weapon. It is a spear plus 2.
Woo! Look at you go.
And you rolled a 20.
Mm-hmm.
This spear will drink blood and will reinvigorate the fighter holding it.
Alright.
And the voice, the presence, the voice, the desire to go somewhere is gone. But you do feel as if a great weapon has been passed on to you from a fighter who is long dead.
Now, does this body appear to be someone of royalty?
It's just bones at this point. It's old.
Okay, I mean, I wasn't sure if there was any kind of...
All you can tell is it was a big person. It was humanoid, but I mean, it was Pither's size. I mean, six and a half feet.
They were a giant.
By looking at the spear, I wouldn't know anything, any lore about who this might have been, or...
It kind of falls under your previous role.
Okay.
Your previous history role about the Whispering Wall.
Okay.
Make me one more history roll, Jeff.
15.
Okay.
That's fair
enough. Well, now he's been given a second clue. It hits upon you that this area hasn't always been controlled by druids, and many, 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 many centuries ago, this was actually controlled by barbarians, and... you know that you don't get the details because you didn't roll well enough, but you know that centuries before Strahd's enslavement of Barovia, these mountains were ruled by barbarian tribes, and that based on the weapon and its composition, it is likely a weapon of a barbarian that lived hundreds and hundreds of years ago.
Neat!
Our title track, Nocturne, provided by Sleep for the Weary off their new album, Nocturnes. To find out more about Sleep for the Weary, check them out on iTunes, SoundCloud, Facebook, and at sleepfortheweary.com. Join in the brothel conversation on Facebook. Questions, comments, and suggestions can be sent to betweentwocrits@gmail.com. Like what you heard? Subscribe, share with your friends, and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes.